What's up? Welcome to the show. My name is Travis Stetzel, creator of the Forged Father Project that's now helped thousands of men transform their lives. And the sole focus here is simple. It's to help build, mold, and forge you into the most unstoppable man possible by helping you earn back your time, optimize your body, deepen your connections, strengthen your relationships, and rewire your mind for total success so you can be your best as a dad, a husband, and a professional. And this is about living and leading a legacy in life and being a man on a mission. We're not here to be average. We're not here to check the boxes and settle on mediocrity. If you're here, you best be ready to level up and become an uncommon man. If you are, you're in the right place. So it's time to earn it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Forged Father FM podcast. This one's going to be a good one as I'm going to be talking about the hierarchy system. So I came across a post on social media a couple of days back and it said, how would you rank these four things? And these four things were family, faith, fitness, and finances. And it had thousands of comments. And as I scrolled through the comments, I noticed a couple of things. Number one, faith was the top of each list for the most part. I'd say 90% of the comments that I saw said faith at the top. And then most of them had family. And then it was kind of a mix. Fitness next, finances last. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to break that down and I'm going to share my thoughts on it and the reasoning behind why I rank it the way I rank it. And it might help you shift your perspective a little bit because most of the men that I have conversations with, fellow dads that are looking to make a change, they know they need to make a change. They need to lose some weight. They need to improve their health, their fitness, their relationships. They'll typically rank things like this. They'll have faith at the top, then they'll have family, then they'll have financials, and then they'll have fitness at the bottom. And it's not surprising why most of these men are overweight, are out of shape, are not showing up as their best for their family. It's because their fitness is at the bottom of the totem pole. And so I have a very different look at all this. And so the way I rank it faith number one. Definitely faith number one. Followed by fitness. Fitness is number two for me. And that's not because I'm biased. That's not because I'm an ex-gym owner and athlete and all these things. I will tell you exactly why fitness is number two here in a second. Then I say financials are next. Not family, but financials. And then family is at the bottom. And so let's go ahead and go into this. So at the top, we have faith. And faith aligns perfectly with the Forged Tenets. Faith being at the top, it perfectly aligns with the Forged Tenets. The Forged Tenets are the values that we hold very, very high within our lives. And so at the very top of that, it is faith. So it matches up perfectly. It is faith in yourself. It is faith in God. It is faith believing that you're capable of doing whatever it is that you need to do to create success. Okay, so there's a couple of different ways to look at faith. So number one, it's like believing, you know, the unseen, the yet to be done. You know, these results that you're trying to create within your life, maybe you don't have them yet, but you have that faith within you that you will have these results at some point. When you continue to work hard enough, when you continue to put in the work, you will have these results. And so you have to have this faith. But in addition to that, it's that connection that you have with God. It's that connection that you have spiritually, that there is some sort of higher power that has given you life and has given you purpose. And so that purpose is really what backs everything that you do. The purpose is really what drives you forward. And so you have to have faith in that purpose to continue to do what it is that you need to do day in and day out. And that's really one of the big things that drives me forward every single day is that belief in myself, that belief that God put me on this earth for a purpose. And that is to serve my family at the best of my ability. That is to serve my people, my clients inside of Forged Father, anybody that I happen to run into, to serve them
at my best. Because if I'm not showing up as my best, there's no way I can serve them at my best. And so it starts with faith. That's why faith is at the top. Next is fitness. And a lot of people are going to argue with me on this one. They're going to say, you hold fitness above family, Travis. You hold fitness above financial, Travis. And here's my belief behind that. Fitness is not just your fitness. It's not just about how strong you are or how fit you are. It ties into how capable you are. So your resiliency, your strength, your ability to push through hard times, your ability to show up when you're tired, to show up when you're not motivated. I think it all ties in together because when you focus in on fitness, it's really, you're focusing in on personal development. And I believe fitness is the linchpin that holds everything together. It is the linchpin that holds you together. Because when you're strong, when you're fit, when you're healthy, athletic, you show up better. Add in the fact that you love how you look, you love how you feel. You can take a look in the mirror and you can be 100% confident with what you see staring back at you. That helps you show up better in life. This is not about bench press PRs or back squat PRs or anything of the sort. Fitness is you showing up as your best. And so it's the time, the effort that you invest into yourself. And that's why fitness is so important to me. And I start off every single day with fitness. Fitness is a part of my AM Rise and Conquer routine because it elevates my energy. It elevates my state. Every time I finish my morning daily 250, I am in a positive mental state. I've basically filled my cup. And so once the day gets started, now I have something to pour into everybody else's cup. I'm not starting from an empty cup like most men are when they neglect their fitness. Because here's what's happening with most men, most dads that I have conversations with. As I mentioned earlier, most men are just skimming by day by day by day. They're just running off of energy drinks, running off of coffee, just barely there, barely present when they are with family because they're so run down. They're not present because they're in their own head, because they're not confident with how they look. They're not confident with how they feel. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with fellow dads who go on these big vacations and vacation wasn't even that fun for them because they're so self-conscious while at the beach or while at the pool. That's a problem. That's you taking away from your family. And if we want to get into capacity, your ability to endure stress, the chaos of life, when you're not healthy, when you're not strong, when you're not fit, you get beat down pretty quick. And so what then? You want to keep giving your family that stressed out, on edge dad? Or do you want to show up with a little bit more oomph? Do you want that extra bit of energy after a long, stressful day when you come home and that's when your kids want your attention? But daddy can't play because daddy's stressed. Daddy's tired. Daddy had a long day. Daddy's just going to sit down on the couch and crack a couple of fucking beers. Because you are choosing to put your fitness on the bottom of the pile. Family first. I love that one. Family first. It's family first, Travis. Family comes first. That's great. Keep giving your family a half-assed version of you because you just got done telling me how unmotivated you are on a day-to-day basis. How low on energy you are on a day-to-day basis. That's what you're giving your family. This slow-motion version of you. Let's switch that. You switch that by making your fitness a higher priority because, like I said, it is the linchpin that is going to hold things together. When you look good, when you feel good, you show up great. I know this to be true because I see it happen all of the time with the men that come into the Forge Father. We help them lose 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 pounds even. They're showing up as a completely different version of them. And guess what? Family never got neglected. Just because it's lower on the totem pole doesn't mean that it's getting neglected. Financials actually increase after a guy is showing up even better. And so that's why fitness is number two. That's why it's that important to me, and it's second on the list, above family, above financials. And so going into the third one, we have financials, okay? If one of your key roles as a father, as a man, as a leader of his family is to serve, you want to be serving at a high level, well, you want to be giving your family freedom. So you need to be able to produce. You need to be able to provide. Not only are you in a position to protect because you're taking care of your fitness, that's checked off the list now, but you're also able to provide. And so here's another funny one is I'll get this all the time. It's like, family first, Travis. I don't have the money to invest into myself, into your program. And, you know, Forged Father is not a drop in the bucket. Forged Father is a rather large investment, but you get what you pay for. Can you put a price on you showing up better for your family? Can you put a price on having undeniable confidence in how you look and how you feel and how you're connecting with your family? You can't. And so really the investment that is required to come on board with Forged Father, it is not cheap, but it is certainly worth it and then some. But yet I'll get guys that, you know, they'll say, well, Travis, I really want to do this. I really want to make the change. However, family comes first. Family comes first. My man, if you're always going to put family first, then why are you struggling with your financials? Right? Like, when are financials ever going to flourish? When are you going to ever have the financial freedom unless you actually put attention towards it? And so I can speak on this from experience because building my own business required me to take a big fucking chance on myself. The first mentor that I ever hired, I had to muster up the courage. I had to find the courage and the certainty in myself to break away from the old fear-driven, doubt-filled, scarcity-shackled individual that I was. And I wanted to put family first in that situation as well. I wanted to call my wife and ask for her permission because I knew what she was going to say about this mentorship that I was about to invest in. She was going to say that it's a stupid idea and I'm crazy. And then I would have easily justified that decision. Oh, she said no, so I'm not going to do it. But I had to take control of that situation because I knew investing into myself, investing into that mentor, investing into that mastermind paid me back 100-fold, 1,000-fold. And now it's a no-brainer to continue to build my financials, to continue to build my wealth. It requires that I invest because I want to give my family the freedom they deserve. So financials come before that. I have a lot of conversations with fellow dads that they're struggling financially. And they'll talk about how money is not everything. But then they'll talk about how they feel bad for not being able to supply the life they want to give to their family. So stop putting financials off to the side and acting like it's not that important, because it is. To be a provider, you need to put attention in that area. And so that's why financials is number three, because at the bottom, we have family. But just because family is at the bottom of this list doesn't mean that it's the least important. And here's the thing with this list in particular. All of these things are very, very important. Faith, fitness, family, financials. They're all important. But if you see where this road has led us to, it's going to lead us to being the best we can be for our family. We're certain of ourselves. We're connected with a higher power. We're driven by purpose. That's faith. We have a dangerous body that's lean, strong, fit, resilient, capable. That's fitness. Financially, we're providing. We're stable to give our family what it truly deserves. And so it's putting us in the best position possible to truly connect. When you have the confidence with yourself, when you have the clarity with yourself, you're proud of the work that you're putting in on you because you know it serves a higher purpose. You're not worried about financials. You're not worried about your health. You're not worried about your fitness. Now you have more focus and attention and connection going towards your family. And so now you are truly showing up as your best. And so while family is at the bottom of this list, understand, like I said, it doesn't mean that this is the bottom of the list and it's of the least importance. If anything, it's of the most importance, but we need to be showing up as our best self. And this is how I feel it's done. Obviously, there's going to be times when family does come first. There's going to be situations that come up where family is first. You're going to drop everything that you have going on to be there for your family. But think of it this way for a second. All of the work that you're putting in on you daily, the processes that you're following daily, the systems, the discipline that you're upholding with how you live and lead your life, it is all preparation for when you're needed most by your family. It's all leading up to those situations. So you can easily drop everything that you're doing and you can be there 110% for your family. It doesn't happen the other way around. Because if you haven't been putting that work in on you, you have nothing to give because you don't have a foundation to stand on financially, stability-wise. You're broken. What do you have to give when your family needs you most? Guys are going to try to justify, you know, their excuses as to why they're not fit, as to why they're not financially stable. Oh, it's this, it's that. Take fucking ownership. That's where it all starts. Taking ownership. And so that's why I list these four the way I list them. Faith, fitness, financials, family. Because it helps you show up as your best. I'd love your thoughts, your comments on this. Feel free to drop them. But that's it for this episode. So think about how you can improve in all areas. How can you improve with your faith? How can you improve with your fitness? How can you improve with your financials? How can you ultimately improve with your family? And take a look at how you have it ordered currently. Does it need to be switched up? Do you agree with the order that I have? Do you disagree? Why? I'd love to know. But until next time, keep putting in that work. Earn it.